You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it again. We're glad to come into your home, into your cars, by the way of the radio station, WWBC. Hallelujah. 1510 on your AM dial made it possible for us to come into your homes this morning. Listen, on this Friday morning, you're tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. We trust and pray that you had a good weekend this weekend. Praise our God. And we'll have a good weekend. Hallelujah. That God will bring you through everything that you're going through, no matter what it is. This weekend, God will see you through. God will see you through. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another day that you have made, Father God. We thank you that you're keeping us throughout the day, Father. We thank you how you're going to touch us from throughout the day today, oh God, as we go through this weekend, Father God. We're looking unto you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, we want to give a good God bless you shout out to Lady Watkins. God bless you. Thank God for you. To our church mother, God bless you. Hallelujah. To all the prophets and elders and evangelists there that make up the great congregation at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. We are going to be in our church anniversary celebration. You don't want to miss it. I told you on Monday, I gave you some information about it on Monday, and I'm still talking about it today, which is Friday. Oh, my God, from the 29th to the 4th, June the 4th, you don't want to miss it. June the 2nd, I'm sorry. You don't want to miss this. It is going to be phenomenal. We are going to have a good time. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, God is going to see us through. Our God is going to see us through. Meet us there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. No matter what's going on, I am going to look forward to seeing you there. Bless God. Thank God for you. Yes, then, that is the church anniversary celebration going from May the 29th all the way to June the 2nd. Church anniversary. Looking forward to seeing you. Praise our God. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It will start at 7 o'clock nightly. Praise our God. And it will close out on June. Amen. You don't want to miss it. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the place. Praise our God. All right. Listen, I want to encourage your hearts as you used to do. Amen. I pray all is well with you only. We want to again send out our condolences to the bereaved family, amen, to the Thomas family, Frank and Gloria Thomas. We want to send out our condolences to you all, and we want to say thank you all for what you have did for the family on yesterday. We pray that God will comfort their hearts continually and see us through, amen, this difficult time. Praise our God. Listen, I want to encourage your hearts. Let's go to the scripture right quick. I want to do the 91 Psalms. 91. He says in here, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Yes, he is. And my fortress. He is my refuge and my fortress. God is our strength today. He's our peace. He's our joy. Hallelujah. And he says right here, he says he's my refuge and my refuge in God. In him will I trust. I trust in him. You got to trust in him when you can't trace him. You got to trust him when you don't feel him. I want you to know today that God is with you. He's not against you. He's for you. Today he is your strength. Today he is your peace. All you got to do is trust in him. Abide in him, and his word abide in you. You can ask him what you will. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that God can bring you out. That God can bring you through. That God can open up doors for you no matter what. No matter what you're going through. He can do it. He can do it. I know he can. And I know he will. Be not weary in well doing. Because he will bring you out. He will bring you out. Thank you, Jesus. He will bring you out. I know he can. Not only will he bring you out, he'll see you. He will see you. I know he'll see you. Because his word is his bond. And his bond is his word. To watch over you. To see you through the day. Oh, praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. I know it without a shadow of a doubt. Because you got to abide in him. You got to abide in him. Hold on to your faith. Hold on. Because he will deliver you. Hold on. He will bring you through this. I know he can. He says again. He that dwelleth in the secret shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. My God. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowl. Come on. He's going to deliver you. You just hold on. He's going to bring you out. You just keep faith. You keep pressing your way. You keep holding on. You keep looking unto the hill from which cometh your help coming from the Lord today. That made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel will never slumber nor sleep. I know he can do it. I know he will do it. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's an everlasting God. But you must believe this. You must believe it with your whole heart and your whole mind, body and soul, that he's able to do a sin above all we think. I know that it looks difficult. I know it seems like you can't win. I know it seems like you're going through a rough time right now. But I want you to know this. Jehovah Jireh, he is your provider. Jehovah Nissi, he is who he say he is. And he's going to bring you out. He's going to deliver you. Praise our God. God can and he will do it. By a miracle. Just hold on. Just abide in him. And his word abide in you. You can ask for what you will. You can ask for what you will today. Come on. He's still my God. He's still our God. And he can bring us through it. No matter what. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. I know he will deliver you. Praise our God. He'll fight your battle. He'll fight your battle. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. I want you to know this today. Hallelujah. You may say, Apostle, I don't know. I don't know it. But again, I always make it plain. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. I want you to know today that he will bring you out. But you got to do what? Abide in him. Abide in him. And let his word abide in you. He that dwelleth means to stay there. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going to be shaken. I'm not going to be moved by what I see or hear. I'm going to dwell. I'm going to stay right here. He that dwelleth in the secret place is a secret place in God. But the enemy cannot find you. It's a secret place in his word, but the enemy cannot touch you. In the secret place, we shall abide. We shall stay there. We shall stay there no matter what is going on. No matter what is going on, we shall stay there. And not only will we stay there, guess what? We're protected. We are protected in his arms. I'm protected. In his arms, I'm safe. Safe in his arms. I'm going to abide. I'm going to stay there. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving out. I'm not giving in. I'm standing flat footed on what his words say. Because guess what? He can and he will deliver us. He can and he will bring us out. He have brought you out before. He'll bring you out again. He will deliver you. Yes, he will. He's a God of all. He's a God that cannot lie. But we do what? We must abide in him. He that dwelleth in the secret place, that's what we've been talking about. Dwelleth, stay there. I'm not gonna walk away. I'm gonna stay right here. No matter what it looks like, I'm gonna dwell right here. Why? Because I know I am in a secret place. I'm in a place of peace. I'm in a place of rest. I'm in a place of joy. I'm going to stay right here in the midst of what I'm in right now. And the enemy cannot find me. The enemy cannot destroy me. Why? Because I'm in a secret place. You're in a secret place today. Glory to God. It may look like you're not. It may feel like you're not. But you're in a secret place. And the safest place is in the whole wide world. Is in the word, in the will of God. Come on, somebody. Dwell there. Stay right there. Be not afraid. Stay right there. Because he will come and he will deliver you. I know he will. I know he will bring you out. Come on, somebody. Come on. I want you to be of a good courage. I want you to be of good courage. Be of good cheer today. Hold your head on this Friday. Hold your head up on this Friday. You can do it. You can come out on this Friday. Come on. Hallelujah. Because why? He's with you. Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, the one that went to Calvary, hallelujah, the one that shed his blood for you and I, to be overcomers, to be healed, to be in places where we're at now. We want to abide in him. We want to abide in him because he is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do over you and through you and with you. You got to abide in him. In him. Come on. Be not weary and well doing, for in due season you shall reap. Faith not. Hold on, because he that will come shall come, and he's going to bring you out. Come on. But guess what? According to the 91 Psalm, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's Almighty today. He's Almighty. He got all power in his hand. He can do what no other power can do. He can work situations out when you can't even figure it out. He's already working. Why not abide in this place? Why not stay there? Why not get stable and stay in him? Let him stay in you. Because he'll stay in you if you let him stay in you. He'll work situations out if you let him work them out. You can't work it out in your own strength. You can't work it out in your own might. Come on. Praise God. Hold on. Hold on. Be of good courage. Because he will strengthen your heart. He will strengthen your heart. Yes, he will. He'll bring you through every circumstance, every situation that is going on. He will bring you out. He will deliver you, my friend. Yes, he will. He will. He will do it again and again and again. That's just like him. But you got to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You got to stay there. You got to stay with him. Allow him to stay with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just hold on, because he that will come shall come. And he's going to do what? Come to deliver you. He's going to do what? Come to bring you all out of what you're in. Hallelujah. My God, your Savior, your God, your Savior. Hallelujah. He's everything to us. So why not abide in him? Why not let him abide in us? He that dwelleth. Let's stay right there. Let's stay right there with him. I don't know nobody else. I don't know nowhere else to go. I don't know nowhere else to dwell. Come on. I want to dwell in him, and I want him to dwell in us. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, he can. He will if we let him do it. Now you got to be willing to let him do it. You got to let him be willing to stay in you. Because one thing about him, he's not going to violate your will. Satan can't break your will. And God won't violate your will. Because he said, whosoever will, let him come. So he wants to come there. He wants to dwell in you. And he wants you to dwell in him. Come on. Let's stay right there. Let's stay with him. Because guess what? At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, we can go try to do our own thing and try to make a, you know, try to work things out. And we end up messing up. We end up putting our hands in it and making a shipwreck. So why not stay? Why not abide in him and let him work things out? Let him work it out. He's a good God. He's a good God. Again, be encouraged, my friend. Hold your head up, my sister. You can make it if you do what? He that dwelleth in the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place. It's a secret place in God where we can go and the enemy cannot find us. It's a secret place in God. Hallelujah. When the storm of life is a raging, come on, and it's like it's about to overthrow you or overtake you. It's a place in God, a place of peace, a place of joy that the enemy cannot take it from you. Because we are what? Abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. His hand is not too short to reach down, as I was saying on Monday, about when the storm, Jesus came walking to the disciples on the water, and Peter, they cried out because they thought it was a ghost. And Peter, hallelujah, say, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. And Jesus told him to come. And he began to walk on the water. And as he began to walk on the water, the wind began to blow. He took his eyes off of him. And he began to sink. He began to sink. And the Bible says that, hallelujah, the Bible says that, hallelujah, Jesus reached down, picked him up. So I'm saying this today. If you abide in him, and his word abide in him, if you dwell in his word, and you let his word dwell in you, and you dwell in it, there's no way he will let you go down. There's no way will you go under. Glory to God. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you through. He'll fix you. They wrote a song and said, fix me, Lord. Oh, Lord, fix me. Fix me. Fix me till I stay in you. Fix me till I won't be overtaken about what I'm going through. Fix my mind. Fix my heart. That I can just dwell and stay in you, Father. Come on. It's very simple today. Don't let the cares of life move you. Don't let the cares of this situation or what you're going through right now make you shake, being abound. Just stay under the shadow of the Almighty. He knows everything about you. He will bring you through. He will bring you out according to the word of God. Hallelujah. I like the book of Jude also. You know, it says in the book of Jude, he said, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior, be dominion, power, his now and forevermore. If we abide in him, he can keep you from falling. If you abide in him, stay right there up under the shadows of the Almighty. Abide in him. He will bring you out. He will bring you out. I know he can, and I know he will. I know he can, and I know he will bring you out. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hold on, hold on. Hallelujah. Because he's coming. He is coming. He is coming. I know he is. Just hold up. Just hold your head up and do what? Let him abide in you. And you abide in him. He's going to bring you out. Don't fear. Don't fret. Even when you cannot see him, trace him, or feel him, he's still there. Abide right there. Hold fast to your confession. Because guess what? The enemy wants you to change your confession. No matter what you're saying, the enemy wants you to change your confession about God. He don't want you to stand. He don't want you to believe God. He don't want you to hold on to the horns of the altar. He wants you to do what? Faint. He wants you to give up. He wants you to start talking other talk, other language. But if you abide in him, in his word, abide in you, he said you can ask what you will. He that dwelleth, stay right there. I'm under here. I'm under the ark of safety. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going to do anything, say anything that, you know, that would the altar. Because a lot of times when we begin to speak and say stuff, the word, it begins to alter what we begin to say or what we begin to see. It alters what we say or see. Yes, it will. It will change. It will change. And we don't want that. You don't want that. You want to hold fast to your confession. You want to hold fast to what God said about the situation in your life. Abide right there. Stay right there. Stay right there. Stay in there. Come on. I'm going to stay in there. I'm not going to say nothing that, you know, that will help me, incriminate me against what I'm believing God with. I'm going to hold on to the horns of the altar. I'm going to confess his word. I'm going to let the enemy know that you cannot make me come out my peaceful place. Because what? I'm abiding up under the shadows of the Almighty. I'm staying right there. I'm staying right there in the midst of what God says I can do. Or what God says I am. I'm going to stay right in the peace and the joy that I have in God. So today, I want you to be encouraged again. We want to talk about Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Hallelujah. You know a shadow. You know what a shadow is. Come on. When your shadow follows you, you abide up under your own shadow. In the natural, if you look down to the ground, it's a reflector from you, but it's still your shadow. You up under it. Just imagine. In the spirit realm, we're up under his shadow. We're up under his shadow. And he's protecting us. He's shielding us. He's shielding us. Come on here. He said, I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. My God, in him will I trust. I don't trust in nothing else. Everything is going down but the word of God. But we must trust in him. Everything is being shaken. Everything is being tried. But we must trust in him. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. We can't not trust in these things, these tangible things, because they're just tangible. They'll fade away. But if we trust in God, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll never lose his power. We trust in God. I trust in God with everything in me. Everything in you. We must trust in God. Hold fast. Hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to the word of God. Because he'll bring you out. He'll bring you out, my brother. He'll bring you out, my sister. Hallelujah. He'll open up doors for you. Just continually. You may be right down on 95 or US 1 or however you, wherever you at. You may be sitting at home. You may be sitting in your cars on your lunch break or whatever, listening to me. Guess what? trust in God, because He is the other. He is Him. He is the one that can bring you out. Do what? Dwell there. Do what? Dwell in Him. Let His word dwell in you. Abide in Him. Stay right there. And He'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. Listen, be of good courage. Again, hold your head up high. The battle that you're facing, the situation you're in, you're not in there alone. You're not by yourself. He's with you. He's going to bring you out. He's with you. He's going to bring you out. Say it again. He's with you. He's going to bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. All you got to do is, I said on Monday, come on here. Lift your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel will never slumber nor sleep. My time is come and gone. It's going to come and go. You don't know about it here after a while. I want you to know this. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, because He will come. He is going to come. And He's going to bring you out. Keep confessing the word of God. Allow His word to become your words. Allow your thoughts to become His thoughts. And He'll bring you. I got 2 minutes left. Listen. Again, we want to thank all of you for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Praise our God. Again, we want to keep the Thomas family in prayer. Homegrown service for Shonda will be on tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. James AME in Titusville. We're going to look to see you there. Throw your arms around this family. We're going to look to see you there. Keep praying for us and praying for the Thomas family and those that you may know that I don't know. We're going to keep them in prayer, that God will see them through again. The homegoing service will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. James in Titusville. We're going to look to see you there. All right, listen. Go this weekend. Go to the church of your choice. Get up under the word. Hear the word. Hear a word that will bring you through, bring you out. Hear a word that will illuminate you and ignite you and keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, listen. Monday morning, same station. Same place, same time. Guess what? WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. You'll be tuning in at 9:30 to 10. It's about time for your miracle radio broadcast with Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins in the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Again, it's about time for miracle. My time is coming, going. I gotta get on up out of here. But He'll never leave you, nor will He forsake you. He's right there with you. Guess what you have to do? He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. God bless you. It's my prayer. See you in the move of God.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can